there's suddenly a flurry of talk in Olympia about a quick resolution to the weeks-long budget stalemate. The change in rhetoric follows Tuesday's positive revenue and caseload forecasts. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
Budget writers will now have an additional $300 million plus to help bridge their differences. They can thank a recovering housing market and improved consumer confidence. The House and Senate have been locked in a partisan fight over whether to raise additional revenues by closing some tax exemptions. So this new money could now fill that gap.
I think it's great news.
Senate Majority Leader Rodney Thom now predicts a quick resolution to the budget.
Certainly with $320 million, there's no excuse for us to get out of town.
Governor Jay Inslee's budget chief, David Schumacher, doesn't sound quite so optimistic.
Is it the final piece? I don't think we're quite there yet, but I think we're getting a lot closer.
There are still differences between the House and Senate over how to spend the money. Ultimately, the goal is to close a $1 billion shortfall over the next 2 years and make a $1 billion down payment on a Supreme Court ruling that says Washington isn't adequately funding public schools. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.